Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of 24 books, 34 short stories, and countless articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this quest to raise your output to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 230.
Today, B, who says she's been listening since the beginning of the podcast, which is fantastic. Thank you, B, for sticking around, and I'm really glad you're getting enough value out of it to continue listening after, oh my god, what's been more than a year now. I'm going to have to figure out how to do some mile marker things as I go through, because if this keeps going on for years, it'll be fun to really mark the time as it goes by. Anyway, today B asks, recently, I participated in a discussion regarding the use of a story Bible versus series outline. I've heard of story Bibles being used for TV or movie productions, and occasionally for large novel series. However, I'm unclear what the real difference is between a story Bible and a series outline. If a series outline is detailed enough, would it not be a story Bible and vice versa? And when would one be more appropriate over the other? Oh, it's a good question, B, and it's actually a little simpler than people make it sound. A series outline deals with the story flow of the series. For example, if you were to do a rough outline of my series, The Cabra Con Ascendancy, which used to be called The Antithesis Progression, and I'm currently taking it off the market in order to finish it and release all the books at once because I was tired of having two books up there just mocking me from the series not being done. You would have said something like, book one deals with the defection of Joss Kyle, book two deals with his integration into the resistance and the prelude to the war that he accidentally starts, book three deals with the beginnings of the war, book four deals with the war proper, books five deals with establishing a new government in the aftermath, and book six deals with the long-term effects. That's a rough outline of the series. I don't have a fine outline because every time I've done one up, it's gotten smashed to pieces by the way I tell the story. So I've just given up on outlining that, and that was actually the series that taught me that outlining is counterproductive for me. But the series outline deals with the story progression. It deals with where the story starts, where it's going to end, or at least, you know, some part of that journey. The series Bible is your encyclopedia of the world. The series Bible lists the major characters that you've introduced. It gives you their, you know, basic physical traits in case you forget, because if you're dealing with a long series, sometimes you do. Deals with the locations, the basic histories of the locations. Imagine it being a series of dossiers on your people and a series of Wikipedia articles on your locations, organizations, and perhaps major events in the series. If you're writing off into the dark or giving yourself a fairly loose hand, the way that I tend to write and the way that I advocate writing, then your series Bible will develop as you go through the series. You get to the end of a book, and then you'll go back and you'll make notes on what you've done so that you've got an easy reference sheet for the next book. I keep my series Bibles in a wiki, and eventually I hope to get them cleaned up enough for public view so that fans can start assisting me with the wiki, because my worlds are getting really complicated and it's taking a long time. So I'm basically making a Wikipedia of the J. Daniel Sawyer Astoria universes. That's what your series Bible is. Your series Bible is a reference sheet primarily for your own use, though it can also be for fan consumption. You can see series Bibles for Lord of the Rings or Dune in books like the Dune Encyclopedia or some of the thousands of reference books and guides to Lord of the Rings that have been done over the years, or guides to Middle Earth or what have you. Probably the Dune Encyclopedia is a really good place to look. You can also find series Bibles for television series. You can sometimes find them online, especially for old shows that have been canceled. Like, I think the original Star Trek series Bible is available somewhere. J. Michael Straczynski at one point published at least some pieces of the Babylon 5 series Bible that I don't remember whether it was published for the general public or whether it was just published for the fan club. But I would poke around online. You can get a feel of some of the series Bibles. If you were doing a series Bible for the Alien series of movies, you would have a entry on LV-426, an entry on the Xenomorph, an entry on the Facehugger, an entry on Ripley, an entry on the Nostromo, on the Sulaco, on Newt, on Fiorna Fury 161, all that stuff. And you basically put in there stuff that you want to be able to have quick and easy access to in case you forget a detail as you're going. So another trick with series Bibles is not to make them too detailed. You want to pick only the details that you're probably going to need access to at some point, because if you put everything in there, well, you've just rewritten the story in a different form, and that's a lot of work for not a lot of return. But that's the basic difference, and I hope that clears it up. I highly recommend, if you're doing a complex series, particularly a complex series set in a invented world instead of in the real world, you definitely keep some notes and make yourself a series Bible. The longer your series gets, the more complex it gets, the more complicated it gets. Those are two different things. The more time having those reference materials at your fingertips will save you, especially if you're a continuity geek like I am. If you're not a continuity geek, you'll never look at them for that, and it's probably not worth doing. But the people I know who aren't continuity geeks will still take notes as they write. When they come up with a detail that they think is going to be important later, and they'll keep a notepad next to the computer or something. What I do is, as I'm writing through, anytime I come up with a new location or something that I think is going to be important for a character or whatnot, I put a margin comment in my manuscript that says, Series Bible. And then when I'm going back through and doing proof integrations and whatnot, I pull those paragraphs out, just copy and paste them wholesale into my wiki, and then when I have time, I go back to the wiki and distill those things down and mention where the first appearance is in what book, so that if I need fuller context, I can always go and look at the book and reference. And I also know when those things were established in the timeline of the story, so I don't wind up with anachronisms that are unintentional. I hope that helps, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at everydaynovelist.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. The Everyday Novelist is copyright 2017 J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions, Inc., and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License.